Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on the historic free trade agreement between India and UK. The participants are Ashok Sajjanhar, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
India and UK share a strong bilateral relationship. The relationship got a fillip and the ties were further bolstered after Prime Minister Narendra Modi and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer signed the free trade agreement in London today. Prime Minister Modi is on a two-day official visit to UK, and after completing his historic trip to UK, Prime Minister will proceed to Maldives on a state visit. To discuss more on this historic FTA between the two nations and much more about it, we are now joined by Ambassador Ashok Sajjanhar. Ambassador Sajjanhar, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, before we get into the discussion and dive deep into it, let's listen to what Prime Minister had to say after signing the historic FTA today.
ये समझौता मात्र आर्थिक साझेदारी नहीं बल्कि साझा समृद्धि की योजना है एक और भारतीय टेक्सटाइल फुटवियर जेम्स एंड ज्वेलरी सी फूड और इंजीनियरिंग गुड्स को यूके में बेहतर मार्केट एक्सेस मिलेगा भारत के एग्रीकल्चर प्रोड्यूस और प्रोसेस फूड इंडस्ट्री के लिए यूके की मार्केट में नए अवसर बनेंगे भारत के युवाओं किसानों मछुआरों और एमएसएमई सेक्टर के लिए यह समझौता विशेष रूप से लाभकारी सिद्ध होगा
Ambassador Sajjanhar, we saw the two leaders signing this historic free trade agreement in London today. Could you decode this for our listeners? What is the significance of FTA?
The FTA is very significant. I totally subscribe to what the Honorable Prime Minister mentioned, that today is a historic day. Today is a real red letter day as far as the two countries are concerned. As you said very correctly, Deeksha, the relations between the two countries have been good, but there have been over the years, there have been some wrinkles also as far as the relationship is concerned. There were some doubts when the Labour Party won the elections last year as to how the bilateral ties would pan out. But I think everyone has been surprised at the pace at which the relationship has developed and evolved. And we are now here today when we have signed the landmark agreement, the free trade agreement between the two countries. I think the first point to remember is of Britain when it left the European Union in 2020. It was, of course, looking around for some strong economic partnerships, strong economic relations. And there could not have been a better partner than India to come along and engage in this relationship, take it forward. Both the countries are democracies. They have a huge comfort level with each other. And so this negotiations for the FTA were started in January of 22. And I think it is to the credit of the negotiators, both Indian as well as British, that over this short period of 3.5 years, we have been able to conclude this. It is a very ambitious agreement because if you look at it, about 99% of the goods and services being exported by India to the United Kingdom will go in free of tariff. And about 90% of the goods and services from the United Kingdom coming to India will also enter duty-free. So this will be hugely beneficial both to the common people, to individuals, as well as to the companies of the two countries. And also this will be a fillip to global peace and security and stability.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, you spoke about business, and here I would like to bring in a point. Prime Minister also said that cost of doing business will be reduced and there will be an increase in confidence in doing business. So now let's listen to what Prime Minister had to say when he was speaking about the employment opportunities as well as the business opportunities which will now open up and strengthen due to FTA.
Isse dono ke service sector, visheshkar technology aur finance ke usko ek nayi urja milegi. ईज ऑफ डूइंग बिजनेस को गति मिलेगी कॉस्ट ऑफ डूइंग बिजनेस घटेगा और कॉन्फिडेंस ऑफ डूइंग बिजनेस बढ़ेगा साथ ही यूके की अर्थव्यवस्था को भारतीय स्किल्ड टैलेंट मिलेगा इन समझौतों से दोनों देशों में निवेश बढ़ेगा और रोजगार के नए अवसर बनेंगे.
The bilateral trade between both the countries is $21.34 billion, and the India-UK Free Trade Agreement (FTA) aims to double trade by 2030. By 2040, both the countries are hoping to increase trade by another $40 billion. How do you see this?
I think number one, what it needs to be recognized is that the composition of trade between India and the United Kingdom is that 58% is comprised of services and 42% is comprised of trade in goods. This is normally the reverse in other engagements that we have with other major partners. For instance, in the United States, our goods trade is much higher than that in the area of services. Now, number one, this FTA covers not only goods but also services. It covers intellectual property rights, it covers digital trade, it covers government procurement. So it's a very comprehensive 26 chapters are covered in this. It is comprised of those, and they cover all aspects, all areas of human activities and endeavor. And it is the hope and expectation that it will rise twofold. It will go up to about $120 billion by 2030. And there we can see whether it is exactly what the Honorable Prime Minister mentioned in his address to the press, along with the statement by the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, that there will be labor-intensive products, whether it is leather goods, whether it is textiles, or it is garments, or it is marine products, or it is sports goods. All of them are going to get a fillip because they will be able to compete with the products from other countries, since they will be able to get an access to the British market free of tariffs, free of any customs duties. So I think it will help greater investment in India. It will help greater production in India, and it will help a greater generation of greater good-paying, well-paying jobs and employment in the country. And with 140 crore people, 1.4 billion people in the country, that is what we really need. We need good jobs, we need good employment, and this FTA is going to be able to provide that. I also think that, as the Prime Minister said, this will enhance ease of doing business, and it will bring down the cost of doing business. So, and it will increase, enhance the confidence in doing business between the two countries. I think on the other side, if you see, it will also increase the competitiveness of our companies in high-tech areas, because those are the areas in which we will be able to get products from the United Kingdom. It's able to compete more actively and more effectively with other countries, not only in the UK market, where it definitely has an advantage because it will have tariff-free access, but also in other countries, in other markets. And finally, I would say that this is serves as a template, because India is negotiating now a bilateral trade arrangement with the United States. We are negotiating an FTA with the European Union. So I think some of the arrangements that we have entered into, whether it's in the area of government procurement or labor standards or environment, I think this could really serve as a template for those negotiations also.
We spoke about FTA, and I would also like to bring this to your notice that both the leaders had a conversation and they spoke about the Vision 2035. So first, let's listen to UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. He said that both the countries are aiming to a close partnership through Vision 2035.
We have unique bonds of history, of family, and of culture, and we want to strengthen our relationship further so that it is even more ambitious, modern, and focused on the long term, the step up in the relationship that we discussed in the autumn of last year. And that's why, alongside this trade deal, I am delighted that we're building on our partnership by launching India-UK Vision 2035 strategy, pledging to work more closely on areas such as defence, migration, climate, education, and health.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, what is the roadmap for Vision 2035 and how will it be beneficial for both the countries, especially in defense cooperation? Because through Vision 2035, a new defense industrial roadmap would be laid. And also, if you could highlight, what role will it play in the clean energy sector?
Both the leaders emphasized and stressed on this. You would remember that when in 2021, there was the Global Comprehensive Strategic Partnership, there was a Vision 2030 as to how to take the relationship in the current day context to that time period, that duration. But today, the situation in the world is very, very different. We see after particularly the advent of President Trump in the United States, there is a lot of uncertainty in the area of tariffs, in the area of economic engagements, and also in the area of security. So in that context, and also we've seen that President Trump has moved out of the Paris Climate Change Accord. So there are challenges in that area also. So Vision 2035 takes cognizance of all these changes. And there are specific arrangements by which the two countries will collaborate in the area of defense. That is an area that we have been working on. We have also been working on joint exercises. We've been working on joint exercises in all three arms of the military, Air Force, Army, Navy. We've been talking about port calls that has been taking place increasingly of our ships in the two countries. We are talking about co-production in the area of defense and, of course, in terms of exchange and transfer of technology in the defense sector. Also in the area of climate change. So both India and the United Kingdom are going to work together, whether it is in the area of renewable energy or it is in the area of solar or wind energy, or for that matter, you know, in the area of ethanol. India is the only G20 country that has met its Paris commitments much before time, even before 2030, which was the target date. India has met its Paris Accord commitments. There are other areas also like critical minerals. There are other areas like AI, like quantum computing, high tech. These are all areas that have been mentioned in Vision 2035. Where both the countries will cooperate.
Lastly, Ambassador Sajjanhar, people-to-people ties between two countries is the foundation of a strong relationship. So how will FTA and the other partnerships that we are having with UK going to lay a new roadmap in the people-to-people ties between the two countries?
Yeah, that's a very significant aspect of the bilateral partnership. We have about 18 lakh people of Indian origin who live in the United Kingdom, and they are contributing not only as far as building and promoting economy of the United Kingdom is concerned, but also in ensuring the peace, security, stability, and also cultural engagement and cooperation between India and the United Kingdom. And of course, when we sign this FTA, this will have direct impact, positive impact and positive benefits and consequences for the Indian diaspora, because it will create more jobs for them. Because if they are producing goods which are going to be exported to India, I think that will help them in that context. And also, if they are working in Indian companies and their exports to the UK are increasing, I think that will also be helpful. And what the FTA would do is, symbolically, it will raise the image and the influence and the profile of India in the United Kingdom. And the Indian diaspora will definitely be the beneficiaries of increased India's role and India's presence as far as the United Kingdom is concerned.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Sajjanhar, for sparing your valuable time and throwing light on this very historic agreement which India has signed with UK today. Thank you for joining us for Spotlight tonight.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on the historic free trade agreement between India and UK. The participants were Ashok Sajjanhar, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
Spotlight.